Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Time to bundle up again this morning. Our temperatures are already dropping down to freezing in places, colder than it was this time yesterday. I'll show you where we'll bottom out. And a controversial voter ID case will be reconsidered today by the state's highest court. How could change the voting process in North Carolina?
We're going to take a live look now at RD International this morning. The airport continues to grow, and that's creating job opportunities. Today's hiring event and the new nonstop flights coming soon. Good morning at 4:30. So glad you're up with us at here at 4:30 at WRAL. I'm Ken Swithin for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Mm. And yesterday was just kind of like a preview of what we're going to have today. I feel like it's a lot colder out there, and it is. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center even wore the thicker coat today.
You were exactly right, Renee. Our temperatures are running about 5 degrees cooler, but we could be 5 degrees warmer this afternoon. So we're starting to turn that corner at least just for a little bit. We do have a freeze warning that's in effect this morning. Of course, strawberry farmers, fruit trees, those sorts of things, farmers are out. Doing their best to protect those crops. We're going to see the same thing again tomorrow morning. So it's going to be 3 days in a row of a freeze warning. It is 32 degrees, and this time yesterday we were in the upper 30s. We have a wind coming out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour and a little bit of a wind chill, too. Of course, the temperature's on the left, and what it feels like is on the right. And you can see pretty much everywhere in our viewing area feels like 20s. Feels like 26 in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, as well as Rocky Mount. Feels like 24 in South Hill and 26 in Clinton. But definitely colder than it was this time yesterday. Yesterday was still feeling like 30s in some places. We do, because of the dry conditions and the breeze, we have high fire danger again today. We'll track our temperatures. We'll stay in the 30s all the way until 11 a.m., but we do see temperatures slightly warmer this afternoon. Yesterday we hit 51, looking at 57 for today. We continue that warm up with 60s tomorrow and then 70s on Friday, but I'm also tracking showers for part of the weekend. I'll show you that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, a deadly shooting scene in Durham is now clear after investigators worked into the early morning hours. Officers were on Hillsborough Road near Coal Mill Road until 2:30 this morning, more than 9 hours after that shooting happened. Police say one man was shot and killed around 5 o'clock last evening. Video from Sky 5 and the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows the investigation in a parking lot, and these two cars had windows shot out. Now, this is the second shooting at that same area this week. Monday, police say someone was shooting at another vehicle, and bullets hit the shopping center as well. No one was hurt in that shooting.
Today, the state's highest court, now controlled by Republicans, will reconsider the controversial voter ID law. WRAL's Nye Harden joins us from downtown Raleigh to explain how it could change the way we vote in upcoming elections. Nye.
Renee, protesters are likely going to be out here again today as another big issue is on the table that could change how people vote. The North Carolina Supreme Court will decide whether people should have to show photo identification to vote. Voter ID has been ruled unconstitutional for racial discrimination multiple times. The case was decided by a Democrat-led court last year. Republicans took over in January and requested lawmakers reconsider the case. They believe the original ruling was not only wrong, but also politically motivated. WRAL politics reporter Will Doran says rehearings like this are very rare.
The rules for how justice works say that if new facts come to light, then the court is allowed to rehear these cases. It's incredibly rare. It's only happened twice in the last 30 years before these two cases. And critics say, well, there aren't really new facts. It's just new justices on the court. And so that's a big debate.
The court will start at 12:45 this afternoon. WRAL has had a team that has been monitoring this and giving you updates in the later newscast. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
In just a few hours, we'll get another key marker of inflation ahead of a big decision raising interest rates. The producer price index is due out at 8:30 a.m. It measures prices that producers pay for goods, services, and construction that can influence the prices they end up charging you. The PPI is expected to show inflation is still high, and it will help determine whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates again to try and cool those rising prices.
And speaking of the Federal Reserve, it will also factor in the collapse of two banks as it makes a decision on interest rates this month. Concern about a possible financial crisis appears to be easing easing, but with regional bank stocks bouncing back in the past 24 hours. Moody's Investor Service isn't as confident, though, and downgraded its outlook on the U.S. banking system. Two federal agencies are investigating what went wrong in the two banks that collapsed.
In the West, another atmospheric river is slamming flood-damaged California. That conveyor belt of moisture increases the threat of landslides and is triggering more evacuation orders. As of Tuesday afternoon, about 30 million people across the Golden State were under flood alerts. The persistent heavy rain and melting snow are expected to flood regions still recovering from recent storms. And even more snow will hit mountain regions where people have been trapped in their homes for weeks.
I ran out of food about a week ago. I had some family members' snowmobile and some food, but that was about 5 miles away, so I had to walk.
This is the 11th atmospheric river to hit the West this season.
Are you still looking to add more TSA agents to help keep lines moving during the busy travel season? TSA is hosting a hiring event today from 9:30 to 1:30 at the NC Works Career Center on South Briggs Avenue in Durham. RDU says it is looking to add more agents ahead of the spring and summer when the number of travelers increases and lines get longer. The airport is looking to hire full and part-time agents. Jobs pay about $38,000 to start. The airport says that could jump to $59,000 after 2 years. And more expansion at RD International. Avalo is adding 3 more nonstop routes today. The company is also adding more jobs and a second aircraft to their base at RD International. Avalo flights first took off from Raleigh in May of last year.
Parents are calling for change at NC State after hearing news of a 10th student death this academic year. The latest death was Timothy Parker. His friends told WRL he died from an accidental drug overdose off campus Monday. Parents with children prepared to attend NC State in the fall are taking note of the staggering trend. Julia Massarelli is a licensed mental health counselor and a parent. She says students need all the support they can get.
Being aware of your neighbor. If everyone was in tune with the person next door and what's going on, we might be able to pay attention to the things that seem a bit off and to reach out for help and not be afraid.
Massarelli mentioned the benefit of social media parent groups and parents being willing to lend support for students in need.
7 sheriff's deputies in Virginia are facing second-degree murder charges after a man died in their custody. 28-year-old Over Otieno died 3 days after being arrested in Henrico County outside Richmond on March 3rd. Deputies took him to a state mental hospital where deputies say they restrained him after he became combative. 3 hours later, the Virginia State Police responded to investigate his death. The deputies who were charged all turned themselves in yesterday.
In the wake of a series of near collisions at U.S. airports, the FAA is hosting a summit today to talk about whether any changes need to be made. This comes as the FAA is investigating yet another close call. Last week, a plane crossed a runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport without clearance, and that put the plane in the path of another flight that had just been cleared for takeoff. The safety summit will start this morning at 10:30.
Well, time now, 4:38. Outrage after hundreds of middle school students in Cumberland County were unexpectedly searched last week. While the district says the search was needed and the response from the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office.
And a local drug company is slashing insulin prices. How much Novo Nordisk will drop prices by next year?
I want to take a look outside. You're looking live at Sanford down there in Lee County. Another freeze warning in effect this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when temperatures will start to warm up again.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and it's another cold start this morning. We take a live look at Apex. Sometimes, even this early, I'll see people running, walking, and nobody's out there right now. It may not be because of the temperatures, but take a look. It is 32 in Lewisburg, 31 Tarboro. It's 29 right now in Irwin, 33 in Goldsboro, 33 in Rocky Mount. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the wind chill, but we checked it just a few minutes ago. If you're just turning on the TV, the wind chill is in the 20s across the viewing area for almost everybody. So keep that in mind as you're trying to pick which jacket or coat you're going to grab as you head out the door to walk the dog. And if it were me, I would grab the gloves as well. We're going to see hours of temperatures below freezing, but we do climb into the upper 50s this afternoon. A little bit warmer. I'll talk about a nicer warm up at the end of the week coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Parents spoke out at the Cumberland County School Board meeting last night after hundreds of middle school students were unexpectedly searched last week. It happened at Hope Mills Middle School on Friday, and parents say they were never notified. A letter was later sent home with students. The school system says the security screening was performed because of an increase in negative student behavior and recent weapons found on campuses. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says it did not authorize the search. The district says it is looking into whether proper procedures were followed. The special prosecutor in New Mexico who brought charges against actor Alec Baldwin is stepping aside. Baldwin is one of two people charged in the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin's lawyer filed a motion in court last month to have Andrea Reeb removed from the case. The legal filing argued she should be disqualified because she also serves in the New Mexico House of Representatives.
Family, friends, and community members gathered in Harnett County last night to remember a couple killed in a car accident involving a sheriff's deputy. Brian and Patricia Finch of Minnesota died. The Highway Patrol says the deputy was involved in some sort of pursuit in State Highway 210 when he struck the couple's truck. One man who drove by that crash scene immediately after it happened says it is something he won't ever forget.
It was pretty bad, and it got to a point where, as we looked over, my son, he said, there's somebody in there. And I was like, and I looked and I was like, okay, don't pay it no mind, but don't pay it no mind, because the way it looked, and he said, what's wrong with her? I said, she's gone.
Well, Dobie said as he and his family passed the scene, he and his sons prayed for the victims. He said it was important for them to attend last night's vigil.
A bill that would limit what North Carolina schools teach students about racial issues could get a vote in the state house this week. It was approved by the House Education Committee Tuesday. The bill would forbid schools from teaching about systemic racism or white privilege, or that anyone is responsible for the actions of past members of their race or sex. It's a response to conservative concerns about critical race theory, which is not taught in K through 12 schools. Representative John Torbett filed the same bill 2 years ago, but Governor Cooper vetoed it. He says it's important enough to try again.
We're working to learn more about a house fire in Johnston County. It happened overnight on Princess Drive. That's in the Cleveland community. Investigators told us no one was hurt in this fire, but it's unclear what started the fire in the first place.
One, engine full power, and lift off.
A SpaceX cargo ship is on its way to the International Space Station. It launched last night carrying new science projects, supplies, and equipment for the crew. One of the science projects will study the transportation and survival of life in space and on other planets. The ship is due to arrive at the space station tomorrow.
The death toll from a cyclone that hit the East African nation of Malawi is rising. At least 190 people are dead and dozens more remain missing after Cyclone Freddy. The storm is weakening, but it spun up this water spout yesterday. Officials say the threat of heavy flooding and damaging winds remains high.
Tonight, we will learn more about UNC Health's plans to expand its Easttown campus in Chapel Hill. UNC Health will give an update on the project's timeline during a work session of Chapel Hill Town Council. Right now, there is one building on the property at I-40 and 15501. The health system is looking to expand that to six buildings, with a new one going up every 3 to 5 years over a 25-year span. The council's work session starts at 6:30 tonight.
Well, the Durham Planning Commission rejecting a rezoning plan for the streets at South Point. The developer wanted to clear the way for more than 1,300 apartment units and a 200-room hotel. The commission raised concerns about affordable housing. The deal isn't completely off the table, though, and could be revisited.
A local drug company is slashing insulin prices. Novo Nordisk announced it will decrease insulin prices by 75% next year. That's about a $215 drop for vials and a $360 drop for pens. It makes some of its insulin products at its facility in Clayton. Eli Lilly cut its prices by 70% earlier this month. Our temperatures are dropping as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Maybe thickest coat required today.
I think so. Our temperatures feel like 20s this morning with the wind chill. It's a little bit breezy like it was yesterday. Not quite as windy, but still. It's a cold start out there. 32 is our temperature at RDU, and our dew point is at 16. And you may think, oh, it's going to be frosty out there. But it may not be because the air mass is so dry. The lower this number is, the drier it is. A lot of times we're talking about the dew point in the summer when the dew point's way up in the 70s and it feels really, really sticky. So this is just the opposite. We have a very dry air mass in place. That's going to bring us high fire danger again today, but it will also keep things from getting terribly frosty this morning, even though it's cold enough to see that. It looks like we could see several hours with temperatures below freezing. We may not climb above freezing until around 9 a.m. And then this afternoon, temperatures will warm up a little bit compared to yesterday, but it's going to be another cold night. We have the freeze warning in effect right now, but then again tomorrow morning as well. So 3 days in a row with a freeze warning. Here's a look at our wind chill and our temperatures. The temperatures on the left and the wind chills on the right. So Fayetteville's at 34, Clinton and Rocky Mount at 33. Those are the only spots that are above freezing. But you take a look at the wind chill. It's highest actually there in Roxborough, where there is very little wind. So the actual temperature is the wind chill. But it feels like 25 in South Hill, 26 in Southern Pines, 27 in Clinton, 26 in Goldsboro, and in Rocky Mount this morning. So it's cold out there. Our winds are not terribly strong right now, but it'll be a little gustier this afternoon, up to 20, 25 miles per hour. The wind's at about 10 to 15, still coming out of the northwest, which makes it chilly. So the combination of the wind and the dry conditions means another day of high fire danger. So what you can do is not do any outdoor burning. So tomorrow morning, looking at 30 degrees again, we've got that freeze warning. And then Friday morning and Saturday morning, we're back into the mid 40s. So not quite as cold. This is actually a pretty big jump, even though it's on the chilly side. Today, 57, but then we jump 10 degrees for Thursday and then into the 70s on Friday. Now, Friday, we do have the chance of some rain, but right now it looks like it'll be overnight. We'll track that for you coming up. It's still chilly today, but watch the warm air come streaming in. The yellows and oranges are temperatures above normal. But once we get past the weekend, we're back into some cooler temperatures again. We'll take a look at the 7-day forecast. Again, 57, 67, 72. We have the rain showing up here on Friday, but we're going to go over the timeline. It looks like it's going to be an evening rain through about the first half of Saturday. And then after that, we're chilly again. More temperatures. Look at that. There's another 28 for Monday morning. Going to start off chilly next week.
It is 4:50. The paranormal possibly caught on camera. What a trucker says he sees in this dash cam video that's giving some people the creeps.
Ooh. Also, we now know the format of the 2024 FIFA World Cup. How many cities will have the honor of hosting games?
.453 now. If the time change has you a little more groggy than normal this week, it might be time to make some changes to the way you sleep. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur has the tips, tricks, and products that can help you and your children adjust.
More sun is always a good thing, but does the time change have your sleep schedule out of whack? Well, we asked experts how you can get back on track.
It's easier to get up in the morning when it's light earlier, but I also understand people wanting it to be light later, so.
It's great to get out of work while the sun is still up.
Daylight savings, do you feel affected by that at all?
No. I do.
You do?
A little bit.
Yeah, I woke up yesterday morning feeling really grumpy.
But moving the clock forward can wreak havoc on our sleep schedules, even for experts.
I'm a little sleep deprived myself. This time change is getting to me.
Tanya Christian with Consumer Reports says the key to adjusting quickly is light.
Expose yourself to light as early as possible because light signals to the body that it's time to wake up.
If you're waking up before the sun,
we found that sunrise alarm clocks are very helpful.
They simulate the sunrise, even coming kid-friendly versions. And if your mattress is 7 to 10 years old, maybe time for an upgrade. CR says you can do that without spending thousands.
The Denver mattress Doctor's Choice Plus is one that does really well in our tests. It's $800. The Casper Original, $1,300. It also has our CR recommended label, which means it meets our rigorous standards.
Consumer Reports also recommends Sleep Number's customizable pillow and 100% cotton linen sheets for a breathable, cool environment that's great for sleep. As good as light is for waking up, it might be what's keeping you from falling asleep. Consider blackout curtains or a sleep mask, which are both pretty affordable. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
What is this light they speak of when you wake up, right, Ken? It is always exactly. pitch black when we get up for work. Well, one more thing CR suggests, stop drinking coffee at 2 p.m. You might not want to watch this if ghostly images scare you. A truck driver in Arizona caught this on his dash cam at around 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. Check it out. What looks like a transparent figure is standing in the road as the truck goes by. Now, people who live nearby say many deadly accidents have happened on this road over the years, and some believe it is haunted. Ooh. It really does look yeah. like a figure, something, Ken.
Yeah, something is. And the thing is, when you drive at night and for any length of time, sometimes right. your mind and your eyes play tricks on you, but that looked
on the
legit.
Dash cam.
That absolutely looked legit. Yeah, things that make you go, yeah. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes will play the rest of the season without star Andrei Svechnikov. He will undergo surgery tomorrow for his ACL. The Hurricanes bounced back last night, though. After being shut out in the first two games, Svechnikov went out. They beat the Winnipeg Jets at PNC Arena 5-3. The Canes go back on the road for their next game against Toronto Friday night.
There will be more soccer played at the next Men's World Cup than at any other World Cup in history. FIFA announced that the 2026 World Cup will begin with 12 groups of four teams. That means all told, 48 teams will play 104 games at the tournament. Previous World Cups have had 32 teams playing 64 games. 16 different cities across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the 2026 World Cup. 4:57, let's take a live look at RDU International Airport this morning. The airport continues to grow. Plus, which airline is adding more nonstop flights today?
A second shooting in the same area of Durham within a week. What we've learned about the investigation.
Plus, a warning from U.S. leaders to Vladimir Putin after a Russian jet hit a U.S. drone.